There was this generation of educators in the 30s and 40s who would have been in another time and place college professors. They were brilliant, but they couldn't get jobs they wanted. And public teaching was what they did because it was security and it had a pension and you didn't get laid off. That same dynamic benefited the members of that generation when they went off to college. Here is Ted Friedman, one of the top litigators in New York in the 1970s and 1980s. Like Flom, he grew up poor, the child of struggling Jewish immigrants. My options were City College and the University of Michigan, Friedman says. City College was free, and Michigan, then as now, one of the top universities in the United States, was $450 a year. And the thing was, after the first year, you could get a scholarship if your grades were high, Friedman said. So it was only the first year I had to pay that, if I did well. Friedman's first inclination was to stay in New York. Well, I went to City College for one day. I didn't like it. I thought, this is going to be 4 more years of Bronx Science, the high school he had attended. And I came home and packed my bags and hitchhiked to Ann Arbor. I had a couple of $100 in my pocket from the summer, he went on. I was working at Catskills to make enough money to pay the $450 tuition, and I had some left over. Then there was this fancy restaurant in Ann Arbor where I got a job waiting tables. I also worked the night shift at River Rouge, the big Ford plant. That was real money. It wasn't so hard to get that job. The factories were looking for people. I had another job, too, which paid me the best pay I ever had before I became a lawyer, which is working in construction. During the summer in Ann Arbor, we built the Chrysler Proving Grounds. I worked there a few summers during law school. Those jobs were really high-paying, probably because you work so much overtime.